Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, I hope you're having a great start to your week. I'm not kidding. The end of this week, I'm not coming back next week. I'm staying up at college. You think I'm joking?
Okay. What happened to Joe? He just went back to college to stay there.
I tell you what.
But if you stay at college.
Second degree. That'll be that dork, that old guy, trying to party with the kids.
I think it might get old.
Well, it probably would.
You know, because you probably can't really
You'd have to make new friends.
All your other friends are going to go back to their lives. New friends, and then,
and you'll be much older than these new friends. It'll be hard to have, like, the common ground.
I
keep thinking of old school. Like,
yeah, I know.
You're going to be Will Ferrell.
It's not a spot you really...
More like Blue than he is Will Ferrell.
You're my boy, Blue.
Boy, Blue.
You're not really a winner when you're that. But I'm just telling you, my reunion... Don't count on me showing up next week. I'm gonna need some time.
Do you think maybe you're like overly romanticizing this a little bit?
A little bit.
No. So, it's because John,
have you been to other reunions that were just so bang up crazy that you know it's gonna be that good?
Yeah, Noel, this is gonna be the most, at least since the 5 year, most people. And the 20 year got obliterated because of COVID. So we had like the 21st in 2021. And there weren't that many people because people weren't like back in the swing yet. So you really got to go back like 10 or 15 years ago. But I can tell a lot of people are showing up. And I will, and I won't show up here. So just get ready to host next week.
So are there people?
Is it over the weekend?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wow, 3 days.
Well, I don't know how much is Sunday. I mean, you wake up and you probably disperse.
Are there people that...
And I'll wake up and like be a stowaway in one of the beach homes.
Are you taking Amy from Villanova?
No, she's busy this weekend. I threw it out to her, but, you know.
Are there people there that she is, I don't know...
She knows?
That she knows that you dated?
Oh, it depends who shows up.
Because that could be a real sticking point.
It could be, but it's not something I'm worried about, but yeah.
Really?
No.
Why not? She could feel really,
I don't know,
concerned.
Well, she doesn't have to be concerned, but
oh yeah,
look at John. John's really trying to. Here
the
he goes,
needler, man.
Here
he's
goes.
Just the needler.
Here he
can't help himself.
Troublemaker.
You know,
if you let him, he'd do the whole rest of the show.
I know he will. Wow. He's like my buddy. And so the hand went, where next? And he said what? And then she said what? And
nothing good happens after midnight, Joe.
I'm well aware.
If I'm Amy.
Okay.
I'm concerned.
All right. I mean, now you make it not fun.
Is this co-ed? Is this a co-ed?
No, I'm tapping out of this. This is not a fun conversation. All right, let me ask you a question about hanging with people.
Uh-huh.
So if you missed it earlier, everyone listening, John, yes. So coming up at 10 to 2, Brian Dawkins Golf Outing, Hugh and Joe are going to be broadcasting from Dawk's Golf Outing. Great charity initiative. We had Dawk in studio about 2 weeks ago. It was really wonderful to connect with Dawk in that way in here. Couple weeks ago, Joe and he will obviously get some of the former Eagles players on as they do their show, as they golf and make the turn certain spots. I'm sure they'll get a lot of guys on. John, you were hanging with some of the dudes last night. Give us a little more. Who was there?
Harold Carmichael was there.
Legend.
Yeah.
Who else? What stood out there?
You know, Harold jogged. Harold ran. Harold is 75 years old.
Yeah.
Harold ran until 2 or 3 years ago. He would go out and run every day. It's Harold amazing. Carmichael looks like he could go out there and own you, like in football.
Sure.
In football.
Well, John, I'll give you
75-year-old Harold Carmichael.
Yeah. Amy from Villanova's mom is older. I'm just going to say older. I'm not going to say age.
Good stop by you.
Okay. Older and still plays tennis.
Mm.
Like, pretty actively. Anyway, okay, Eagles players. Who else?
That is impressive.
Yeah.
Well, I thought Javon Curse. I hadn't seen Javon for 20 years, and he looks exactly the same, maybe even younger than he did in 2005, 2004. Javon was living the good life. I don't know what he's eating or how he's working out or whatever he's doing. I need to start doing that myself.
He also was one of the higher paid players. I mean, he got a lot of money. So,
well, that's a good point. I saw Hollis the first time in a while.
Excellent.
Hollis is good. Man, he's doing great. He looks kind of spelt.
Good.
Really?
Well, I mean,
for Hollis,
he's the best.
Okay. Yeah, okay. He looks in great shape. Okay. Like really. Man, it was great seeing him. You know, Ike, of course. Saw Ike last night. Brian Westbrook.
Good deal.
It was great seeing Brian. He said that I was the only true fullback who ever blocked for him that started out of fullback.
Well, Cecil Martin was the first guy when B. Westbrook was
a qualifications
starter.
There put on that.
Yeah. Well, wasn't it Cecil until 2002 and then John 2003, right?
Brian was not the starter when Cecil was. Like,
correct.
It was Deuce.
That's right.
And then when Brian moved into the starting position, it was me. And then after that, it was a lot of guys who were moved from different positions.
That's right. I remember that.
It became the fullback is dead era. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of was. It feels like a privilege.
Yeah, you were his best fullback
here.
I
was the only true fullback whatever, but that felt good. It was great to see him. He's always, you know, he came and tried to help me out when I ran for office.
I remember that.
He's just he's a great guy.
He's a wonderful person. And what a player he was, man.
Oh,
anyone else? Who else we miss?
Jeez.
Any defenders? I mean, more because normally, you know, a defensive player gets more defenders.
I saw
like a Bobby T or a Troy or
Carlos Emmons, who I have long admired as the toughest guy I ever tried to block, was there. You know, Takeo Spikes was there.
Sure.
Takeo Spikes, who ruined my shoulder in 2003.
The game versus the Bills, week 3?
Yeah, completely. And I talked to him about it last night. He didn't seem concerned at all.
That's awesome.
Have kept me up. To KO for 20 years now.
Like, he was a great player, man.
I feel that hit. Yeah. I was going to block the Mike linebacker. Takeo Spikes ear-holed me. Like, just, I wasn't blocking him.
That's a shame.
I'm going to block you, and all of a sudden, boom! And that did not normally happen. Wow. That was an unconventional move. It was incredibly, it worked. I mean, it blew up the play because I didn't hit my guy because he hit me. But anyway, it was really cool seeing a lot of old heads who didn't look very old.
Good.
They were doing pretty well.
Well, the one thing about a pro football player who retires at 33 is 12 years later, they're still only 45. I
mean, yeah. You know what I mean? But a lot of times guys are moving slower.
I know, which is tough.
It felt like guys were doing really well.
Good. Well,
so
glad
that was
to hear
great
it.
To see.
All right. So good. And again, reminder, 10 o'clock today, and it should be really fun with Joe and Hugh, you know, broadcasting from Doc's golf outing, and I'm sure they'll be cooking up some interviews with the guys, which is awesome. All part of a great charity initiative. You know, Doc is so community-based, just such a wonderful person. So, you know, obviously be tuned today, and I'm sure Doc will talk more. You know, maybe, I don't know if there's direct donations to the charity, but just know that he's got a great, great foundation, and we certainly want to support it here at WIP. All right, 215-592-9494. Andrew in Ambler. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning, everyone. How are you doing?
Doing great, Andrew.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So, I wanted to debate slash ask a question about the starting pitching strength.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Because I think that's all we've got hope on right now. And my concern about the starting pitching actually is that I'm a little bit more of a pessimist. Jesus Luzardo's inning count has already surpassed all of last season. Is that not going to be a concern down the road that his arm's going to give out just like Ranger's arm gave out last year? Is this not?
Well, Ranger's arm didn't give out. His back was the issue last year. So, look, the answer to your question is it's possible. It's a problem. I'm not too worried about it. But I can't be ignorant and act like it's not something to keep your eye on. But I'm not freaked out about it. Andrew, the single biggest thing that concerns me about the Phillies starting rotation, because, you know, there's very few things to be worried about, but I'd say the main thing I'm worried about is if they will give Nola a start in the postseason if he doesn't deserve it. You know what I'm saying? Like he may pitch his way out of how he's pitched so far, and by the time you get to October 1st, you say, I want Nola in there. It's a no doubt. Plus, he's the veteran, and he's pitched the last 15 starts to a 3.2 ERA. Put him in there, and that'd be awesome. But it's certainly possible that the rest of the way he pitches to a 4.5 ERA, and you got four or five other guys pitching to better ERAs, and he gets rewarded as the veteran. That, to me, is a worry.
Well, that's my whole thing. It's like I'm not as high on the starting rotation as everybody else is. Because of, so we're talking about.
You should be, man. It's really amazing.
Well, Ranger gets traded, so you're losing an arm there.
Well, first off, we don't know that Ranger's going to get traded, and I tend to think he will not. But he could.
I hope not.
He could.
I really hope not, because otherwise, then you're losing. So I've heard you guys talk about it quite a while. The big concern is Nola's on the downward trend of his career with his age and all that stuff. So if hypothetically Ranger gets traded and Nola doesn't perform and Lizarda's inning counts is a problem, now you've got a starting rotation problem as well.
Well, you could, but I'll tell you this, Andrew. I think Dombrowski is smart enough to not trade Ranger unless Nola has reestablished as you approach the trade deadline. I'd be surprised with trying to get a title if they moved off of Ranger unless Nola's reestablished.
Well, that needs to happen because you have to.
And you got 2 months. You got all of June and all of July to figure that out.
You actually have to solidify what your strength is right
now. Andrew, give me an answer, bud, for a I disagree. You don't have to solidify your strength. You have to solidify your weaknesses. Andrew, give me an answer for a child somewhere in a title.
Well, does the word baby work for it?
Yes.
All right. So how about the whole era of the baby boomers?
Well, we're looking for a title, as I said earlier, movie, show, book, song, not term. Give you another shot.
I thought baby boomers would be a decent one. No. Kid Rock, then.
I'm going to write it down, but it's not going to work. Okay. It's a nickname. Yeah, title. Nickname's not a title. All right. I'm looking for an answer here to this question. Let's all weigh in. Will the Taiwan Walker thing to the bullpen work? Who wants first crack?
No. I mean, they're saying like, they want to make him into a leverage guy. Like Taiwan in the seventh in a 2-2 game.
I'll be under the table.
Yeah, I don't
fear.
I don't think his stuff translates to that type of work.
Does
you know
his
what I mean?
Stuff with the uptick from being the bullpen Taiwan, does his stuff look different than starter Taiwan? Does it look very different? Like I
mean, it hasn't
it
to
did,
my eyes.
Sort of. Like
no,
he was pretty
no.
good.
You know, look,
there was an uptick in velocity. It felt like he was, I don't know, he handled the duty. Now it was against bad teams. Bad team. Has he come out of the bullpen twice?
I don't remember. But look, he did it a little bit. Let me tell you this, John. Seltzer and I are about to butt heads. We're going to be two Rams here, butt heads.
Can't wait.
I'm not telling you Taiwan's going to be great at all. I will say, I don't think he's going to be guy that pitches seventh, eighth, eventually. I think they're doing that now while they have very few. I think he's going to be fifth and sixth inning guy come later in the year. But that's a whole other matter.
Well, at least he can give you a couple. I
would be fine with him in a lower leverage
that's
role.
That's what he's going to become.
I'm fine with that.
Here's where James and I are going to disagree, because he's got this thing. James, you have this thing you lean on, and it's stuff for the bullpen. Like, the way you talk, I would think that you would think Greg Maddux would not have been a good relief pitcher.
No, there are exceptions to all rules. Yeah, Taiwan's just not a good enough pitcher, and he doesn't. I'm saying more
like Jamie,
often.
Jamie Moira could have been a good relief pitcher.
I'm not saying you have to have. I'm just saying that the vast majority of relievers these days have stuff.
I know they do, but my point is Taiwan's not going to not be great in the bullpen.
I just think Taiwan's not good, period.
That's my point.
Of course.
Right,
yes, that's part of my calculation. It's not. It's his stuff isn't good enough, period. You know?
We got there.
If he doesn't have to muster it for 3 or 4 innings, 5 innings.
It's not about that. He's just not that good.
Look, is it significantly better than what it was for 5? If you take him for 1.
I don't buy it. Here's what he might be better than. Joe Ross.
Well.
Oh, so are you.
Jeez. Yeah.
They finally ended that
experiment.
Nonsense. Look, guys, I really think there's 2 or 3 guys that are currently in the bullpen that probably won't be in October. So at some point,
they won't be in October.
Or the Phillies won't be in October.
I mean,
that's
seriously.
Right. Yeah. All right, Chris in Philadelphia. But one more thing. I'm glad the Phillies are beginning this Taiwan thing in earnest now. Like, they announced
I agree with this.
Like, this is we're not now turning back to put him back in the rotation. Like, Taiwan, go learn to do the role. Right, James?
100%.
You got 4 months for me to figure out if I can trust you in October.
And look, again, if he can even be a fifth, sixth inning guy, that'd be huge. Like, that would really help this team the way they're set up right now. He's not going to make a big difference if he's a starter. He's just not.
Tell me if you may as well move
him to the bullpen now.
Tell me if I'm remembering this right, James, because I think I got it. So Chan Ho Park, I thought, was really good for the Phillies, I think, in 2009. Mm-hmm. Hadn't he been a starter earlier
in his
career?
For the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he became very effective that 1 year for the Phils. Like, try it. It probably won't work because Taiwan's probably not good enough, but, like, try it. All right, Chris in Philadelphia. By the way, he's the most expensive long man in the history of Philadelphia sports.
And we know he can get it done against bad teams.
All right, Chris, what's up, buddy?
Well, good morning, team. I think it's time to bring up Justin Crawford up to the majors. Brandon Marsh, batting 220, with no hits in April, and Rojas, with only six hits in May, are not major leaguers. It's time to bring Crawford up.
Well, if he's ready, and it seems like the Phillies think he's not ready.
He's doing great in the minors right now, though.
He's been hot. He's throwing
the ball.
Late,
he's on bases.
Well, that was after a slower start in April, so.
Right.
Listen, maybe he's close. Maybe he's close.
Okay. My other point is, I think Turner should move to second base and put Stott at shortstop. Turner did play center field with the Nationals, and he was not very good. So I think the move for Turner is to move to second base.
Look, I think that's the move for this year. I don't think they'll make it.
Okay.
They're not. Go ahead.
My third point is, I think Talon Walker, I was one of the biggest detractors of Walker last year, because every time I went to a game, it seemed like he always lost. But I think he's going to do great in the bullpen. I mean, he had that great relief. That was against a bad team. He had a great three-inning relief appearance as a reliever.
Look, Chris, he's pitched better. He's pitched better this year, both as a reliever and starter, than he did last year. That's clear. Right. And you know, we just got to hope that he's discovered something that will make him somewhat effective. I mean,
right, why do you think he's going to throw harder with that short stint?
That's a low bar.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, last year he was unpitchable, and right now they're
it's horrible. Yeah, horrible.
But to be fair to him, he's been okay this year. He's not been what you'd call good, but he's been okay. And frankly, he has been better than some of those guys the Phillies have had in the bullpen this year. I mean, I said Joe Ross, and he's probably been the worst of them. But there's a few other guys we could rifle through that, you know. I mean, you know, when they get out there, it's an adventure. Chris, give me an answer, my man. A child and a title.
Teach Your Children by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Yeah, I think I do know that song, right? That's a pretty well-known song, right? Yeah.
You definitely know
Children well.
Yeah, I like that song. Very, very good. We won't have this, though, going at the Fairfield reunion
this
weekend.
No, you won't all just be linking arms and what, kumbaya or something. Yeah.
All right, the Eagles are not linking arms with Bryce Huff. They're saying be gone. But they had to work with him, rework contract and ship him off to the 49ers, which apparently still hasn't been officially announced, but I guess it's expected to be sometime soon. James, why isn't a post-June 1 thing already done?
It's a great question,
June 2nd.
That's a great question.
I mean, we are...
Because it was Sunday and they were all off.
That's probably the answer.
So
yeah.
Today's the day?
Think today, yeah.
All right, so let's get to some audio that Elliot... And then we'll get right back to the phones. But Elliot had some interesting audio a couple days ago when the news broke that Bryce Huff was, you know, pretty much going to be shipped off soon. And Elliot really doesn't blame Bryce Huff to a large extent, in a way where you can actually tell Elliot thinks Bryce Huff can still play when he goes to the 49ers and have success, which is news to me. But, you know, maybe Elliot's right. Baldy said something very similar. Maybe they're both right. Shocking to me, probably shocking to most, because I think we all just think the guy stinks. But anyway, here's something Elliot said on WIP the other day.
Let's say you get offered a job at a new company. You get offered a ton of money. Like this is something, this is a good financial opportunity for you. And then you get to that company and they want you to do things completely different than you've done it in the past and made you successful. Like maybe you could do it. Maybe you could adjust to that. Maybe you are still as good of an employee. But if you're not, I'm not really sure you would feel the blame there. Like you would probably feel guilt that you couldn't do it. But why would they hire you and then ask you to do something completely different? It would be like if another company hired me and asked me to do a pod about the Toronto Maple Leafs. Like, I have certain skill sets that could allow me to do it, but I don't know anything about hockey or the Toronto Maple Leafs.
All right, so I don't think it's as extreme as that example. No. But what he's saying is that they didn't play him the way he was used to playing with the Jets. And one more thing. He brings this point home. I'll play one more piece of audio and then react, Sean. Because he brings this point home by Elliot says this.
The Eagles signed Bryce Huff and asked him to do something he had not been successful at in his career and paid him a premium based off how he was successful before. And you might sit here and say, well, just let him rush with two hands in the ground. Clearly, they didn't want him to do that. For whatever schematic reason, they didn't want him to do that. So that's why there have been players in the past that were busts. Like, I think DeMarco Murray came to Philadelphia with a bad attitude and it didn't work out. I think DeMarco holds blame for that not working out. I think Bryce doesn't really hold blame here. He signed. They used him differently. He didn't put up a fuss all year. Was he like Mr. Pumped behind the scenes? He wasn't playing. Of course not. Every time I talk to him, he's not like the loudest, most vocal guy anyway. But it's pretty clear they used him in a way he wasn't comfortable with, and it didn't work out. And to me, that falls on the Eagles.
John?
I just, I'm amazed. I'm amazed that it's considered acceptable by some teams to be so limited. You know, like the Jets said, we're going to use you just on third down, and we're going to say, hey, we're not, it's going to be a passing only situation. Go in there and get the quarterback. And that's Robert Saleh, and that's where he's going again. Robert Saleh is now the defensive coordinator in San Francisco. He's going to use him in that capacity. It's such a limited capacity. And Vic Fangio, it sounds like he said, okay, we want you to do that, which you've been doing, but we also want you to be able to cover a tight end. And we also want you to be able to, you know, stand in a two-point stance on the line of scrimmage when we're in base and shock a pulling guard, you know, to set the edge against the power.
The way Nolan Smith
keep
was.
Keep your outside arm free against the stretch solid. You know, like you've got other responsibilities besides just go pin your ears back and get the quarterback.
Right.
And he apparently just was not good at these new job descriptions, and so just didn't play.
It just strikes me as hard to believe a guy could be so good at getting the quarterback and so bad at the other stuff. Now, look, Ben Simmons could run the floor, he could pass, he could rebound, he could do all. He couldn't shoot. He literally couldn't shoot.
What Robert Saleh?
So maybe some guys just have these dramatic differences.
I think Robert Saleh is going to find out that weren't there like 4 sacks in one game out of the 11 that he had in a third down only capacity for the Jets 2 years ago? Hmm. I think Robert Saleh is going to find out that the limits to his game are far too expansive for even his taste. Like right now, Robert Saleh is saying, okay, what the heck, for a third or fourth round pick, what do we have to lose if we get 10 sacks out of him?
Well, if you do, but if you don't, then,
but he's,
you know,
deficient in so many other ways. Yeah.
Well,
I appreciate that the Eagles, that Vic Fangio held his ground and said, hey, we want a complete player.
I agree.
And he's not.
And somehow they're getting a draft pick out of it.
That is amazing.
And somehow they're saving cap space.
Yes.
A whole nother
fantastic
thing.
Job. On
All right,
front.
So let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. All right, first poll question. Let's all go on the record and just yes or no. The question is not that it mattered in 2024 because the Eagles won the Super Bowl, but was Bryce Hoff the Eagles' worst free agent signing ever? Yes or no? My instincts is yes. I know we've batted around about 10 names today. I can't think of someone they've paid more and gotten less from. So I will say yes. Now, it didn't have the impact some of the other disastrous ones, but I will say purely player, contract, performance, yes.
It didn't
I think
have
it's
the
worst.
Impact of the other disastrous ones because this guy didn't even qualify to be on the field.
I know.
Incredibly. This is a new level of ineptitude.
What's your answer, John?
I think it's Bryce Hoff. Yeah.
Okay. James?
I'll say no, but I admit that it's hard for me to disassociate the fact that we won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So it's like hard for me to get too angry about it.
Who do you think it is?
Byron Maxwell. I think it's Byron Maxwell. Personally,
but he wasn't like the worst corner in the league.
He was up there,
bad.
Man.
He was pretty bad.
You don't have to convince me.
He was one of the worst corners in the league, and he got $60 million or something.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be a great player, and it was dreadful.
Guys, I think he stunk. I'm just saying. Do I think he was like the worst? I don't think he was the worst. But anyway, all right, Rhea,
and his
yes
attitude
or no?
Was it? I mean, the one thing I'll say about
it was so obvious in that Julio Jones game, the first game. It's all over. They signed a bum,
and that so
game one, first quarter. Uh oh, he stinks.
Maybe I'm being magnanimous because the Eagles did win the Super Bowl, but I I think Byron's way worse.
Okay. Byron worse than DeMarco?
These guys played.
No, DeMarco.
Bryce Hoff didn't even play.
I'm with you, John.
He didn't even play. He didn't even dress.
I'm with John.
He got $51 million, and he didn't even put a helmet on.
Yeah,
he played for a while. Then he got hurt.
But he didn't play much when he played. There were games he would get two or three snaps.
He was inactive for the Super Bowl. That's the one.
Yeah, but when he would play, he wouldn't play. You know what I mean? Like, he would get five plays or less.
He only once played like 80% of the snaps.
That must have been really early.
It was late during one of those.
Oh, well, one of those throwaway games.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, yeah.
So, Rhea, your sense is Maxwell's the worst?
Yeah.
Worse than DeMarco?
Yeah, because there were expectations.
All right, John, where do you think the results came in? Again, the question was Breisloff the Eagles' worst free agent signing ever?
I think Nnamdi's going to cut into him a good amount. I'm going to say it's going to be close, but Nnamdi and Byron and everyone else might outweigh.
They do.
Yeah.
59% say no.
Okay.
But still a lot.
It is a lot.
That is close.
It is a lot.
Oh, man.
All right. Second poll question is, which bothered you the most with the Phils this weekend? Lizardo kept in so long or Trey's defense? How do you think people voted, John?
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trey's defense.
It wins.
Yeah.
59%.
Man, these are both pretty
dicey,
though. 59%. It's not overwhelming.
No, and it doesn't surprise me on either, because you can make a good case both ways for all four answers. I mean, all right, let's get to Marcus in Perkasie. Marcus, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Marcus.
So I have what might be a stupid baseball question for you.
Okay. That's nine.
I pose those a lot.
Nine innings in a normal game, just so you know. Nine innings.
Thanks, Joe. So here's my question.
Yes, sir.
I played Little League a few years. I didn't really care for it or wasn't really good at it and that kind of thing. But one of the first things they teach you is if a ground ball is hit directly to you, you kind of kneel down and get in front of it so that if anything goes wrong, it hits off your knee.
Buttermaker style. Bad News Bears.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Do the pros just think that's beneath them?
Yeah. No. The reason the pros don't do it is because it would be a bad fielding technique when you actually have skill.
And you have to throw to first base still.
It's good when you're 6 years old, okay?
All right.
But it's bad when you're 26 years old.
I kind of figured that was the answer.
Yeah. Trey Turner. Trey had a play. I forget which game it was this weekend, where he didn't get the ball to first base on time. It was a fast runner, but he just didn't do it fast enough to get a guy out. He should have gotten out. Didn't put proper zip on the ball. Like, you got to charge a ball. You got to be ready to rock and roll to throw that thing. And you can't do all that if you're down on one day.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. I had to ask.
Yeah. No, I get it, man. All right. Marcus, give me an answer for a movie or a show or something that's got a child somewhere in the title.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Ooh, baby, baby.
Okay. Nice. All right.
He doubled it up.
Yeah, he did double really it nice. Up.
So, hey, Mike Quick was there last night.
Very
also.
Nice.
And Irving Fryer.
Oh, that's awesome.
Totally awesome.
We got to get Irving back on the show again. How fun was that last summer?
Oh, he was great.
Wasn't that amazing?
He was really cool.
Let me put that on the list.
Yeah, Irving.
I'm going to put that on the list. Irving is...
I thought Mike Quick looked very slender. He looks like he's in good shape, like he's getting in summer golf condition or something.
He's in summer golf condition in the winter.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? The only thing that prevents him from golfing more is he actually has to call Eagles games once every 7 days.
He's still a talented athlete, smooth
Mike
in
was,
every way.
Mike was, I mean, for those on the young side, he was so unbelievable as a football player. And without the knee issues, would have so totally been a Hall of Famer. I mean, you can make a case second best wide receiver of the 80s behind only Rice. You really can. Because basically it'd be like him and Largent. You'd have Art Monk. I'd have to figure them all out. But
Altoon.
Yeah, but below that.
Oh, I agree. Below. Yeah.
But Altoon's in there somewhere. But like, I think Mike was probably
he was up there.
I think he was probably the second best wide receiver in the 1980s. I really believe that. One other thing, back to the baseball question, John, where guys like, I joking when I said nine innings for baseball.
I think you're
game.
Right about them. Well,
no, I know.
I mean, I do think we're biased.
No, Mike was really, really legit. Like, he was better.
He was better than Steve
Largent was a great player and a Hall of Famer. But
everyone knew it was like Steve Largent.
He was a possession receiver. He was a possession
Mike Quick
receiver.
Would break games.
Correct.
Open.
Mike Quick would break. Correct. All right. So back to the point, and I was joking earlier when I said to that guy, like, nine innings for a baseball game. But you brought up old college girlfriends earlier, John. So let me circle back to this one.
Will there be?
I don't know. You're asking me again.
You
I
can't
don't
help
you
himself.
Said you knew 100 people.
Correct.
Who were going to
well,
this.
Well, I haven't.
Were any of them
see, I haven't
ladies
seen,
you dated?
I haven't seen the list. I only know about 25 to 30 I've texted with. But I've been told by people the list had 90 as of about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I got to log back into the system. I haven't done all that. I signed up months ago. All right. Here's my point. First college girlfriend. This is true. And you got a really, really, and I'm not ripping her, okay? Wonderful person. You got to really, 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 really not know sports to not know this. Freshman year, first girlfriend I ever had, freshman year of college.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know who Babe Ruth was.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
That is incredible.
That's pretty
tough.
Truly
that's
incredible.
Tough.
That causes you to question.
Especially back then. Like now, today, it'd be a little less weird if someone.
30 years ago.
Yeah,
what's she been
back
doing
then, Babe was
with
like,
her life?
Everyone knew Babe. I mean, yes. Babe Ruth.
Did she live
what are we doing here?
In some remote place?
No.
Her whole life, was she in like Fairbanks, Alaska?
No, she was from Connecticut. She didn't know Babe Ruth. I mean, I was. Wow. I was.
So did you dump her?
I will not answer that question.
I mean, did this create problems?
I know what your question is.
The lack of connection.
No, we got past that one quick. But anyway.
Quickly, huh?
Yeah, no, she was very cool. All right, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
I just want to point out.
John is really being a butthead now.
I find it incredible that Joe he still maintains positive relationships with his exes.
I do.
So that's why, I mean, it is
it's nice.
An interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
If those exes are going to be there,
you're still you're just trying to cause problems.
It's just amazing that you're able to do that.
YouTube,
congratulations on that ability.
People on YouTube, look at this guy's face. He knows. He just knows. He's being Dennis the Menace. All right. Talk about an old reference, Seltzer.
Yeah, we noticed.
Golly, Mr. Wilson.
All right, Time's Yours is brought to you by
Willikers, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, that was another one.
Yeah.
Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I've been watching baseball going on 51 years. I've never seen a negative x-ray and a player needs a week off because he got hit by a pitch. Love Harper. Throw some ice on it, buddy, and get out there and play baseball. This is a joke. I just watched the Brewers pitcher get hit with a line drive, and he continues to pitch. Get it together, Harper.
Dude, well, circumstantial, man.
Surgically repaired elbow.
That's not fair. That's not fair. We all know enough about hits. Some hits can do more damage than others. That's not fair.
So, Joe DeCamera's talking about returning to college. Joe, as the president and CEO of the Jalen Hurts bandwagon, I totally encourage that. You should go get your master's degree, so that way you won't destroy the 2025 Eagles season if you're constant harping on how bad Jalen Hurts is.
Destroy them. I prompted them to greatness.
Hurt them so bad they won the Super Bowl.
I pushed them, and they heeded my words of get it together.
Well, I have great news and I have bad news. Great news is that Thompson shows he is among the living. He got thrown out of a game. The bad news is we have another Concrete Charlie in Philadelphia sports history. He plays shortstop, concrete hand.
Well, yeah, he's not a good defensive shortstop.
Welcome back, Tockett. Here's the difference. Tockett coaching the Phillies. Harper gets hit. Next batter from the Braves gets stuck in the head. What are we doing? Tockett's bringing back the heart and the grit. Give me some W's. I'm so happy Rich is back in Philadelphia. Welcome back, buddy.
I agree, man.
That was great. Good call, buddy.
Him in the head, he said.
Yeah, well, so if you missed it on Friday, we had Tockett on the show. We'd definitely encourage you to go back and check out that podcast if you can. It's right there on the Odyssey app. I mean, James, we covered a lot of territory with him on Friday.
I thought it was awesome, man. He was so invested in doing the interview, which, you know, he was, like, excited to talk to you guys, and that doesn't always happen.
And he sounds genuinely real excited to be back. So, I'm super excited.
He's like, yeah, let's go. You can keep talking Eagles.
Yeah.
I was laughing about
that. That was good. Him talking. Yeah, John, you weren't here. He started the whole thing talking Eagles in the Super Bowl, and it was
awesome.
It was good stuff. And how he's, you know, friends with, you know, Schmitty back in the day and Barkley. Like, the players used to co-mingle more across teams than they do now. I feel like it's kind of started up a little bit with some of these guys, but 40, 50 years ago, I mean, you know, you had Jaws and Doug Collins were close and Pete Rose and all these guys would cross sports. With that said, Time's Yours. Let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
If you don't know, it was... Was it Pete Rose or Doug Collins that gave Jaws the name? I think it was Pete Rose, right? Gave him the nickname Jaws, I think.
Wasn't it Collins?
It's one or the other.
I think for some reason.
It was either Doug Collins or Pete Rose gave Jaws the nickname Jaws.
I think it was Collins, but I'm not
sure. It may have been.
Did he live down the street from him?
Well, a bunch of them did live close to each other. And then they had that famous photo in 80 when the four teams all got to the finals. And all right, Seltzer, $100 if you name the four people in that photo. So you got four famous Philadelphia athletes when they all get to the championship round.
Yeah, isn't it Bernie?
You're gonna get three out of the four, maybe. You're not gonna get four. Go ahead.
So it's Bernie is one of them, right?
No,
I'm wrong already.
Yeah, it's Pete Peters. That's the one.
That's the top one. Okay.
Well, that's
no one gets.
There we go.
No one gets that.
Who else is that?
Schmidt, right?
It was Schmidt. No, it was Tug.
Oh.
Doc. It was Pete Peters, and what sport am I missing? Oh, and Jaws.
Yeah.
All right, let's quickly turn to. We're looking for something great that's got a kid somewhere in the title. Let's get to Barry right now. Barry, give me a great answer. We're turning to. You can win Phillies tickets. A kid in a title. What do you got, Barry?
Sure. Child's Play.
I'm sorry, can you say it?
Already given.
Already said.
Already given?
Yes.
Yeah, you got a different one?
Sure, let me see. Just to say, well, I'm getting that. I want to go over the retaliation for Harper getting hit.
Yeah, he wasn't a fortunate son in that moment.
See what you did there.
Barry, that could be a big answer.
Okay, listen, first off, the guy who says he should get out there and play doesn't know what he's talking about, because on that elbow is a place called the ulnar nerve. When you irritate that by impact, it can hurt getting into a car and resting your arm against the back of the seat. Sure.
Well, Barry, not to mention swinging a bat with that injury and throwing a baseball from first to second with that injury. I mean, yeah, I thought that caller was off base. All right, Barry, we got to move.
One other thing.
Yes, sir.
You have to de-escalate stuff like that, because we can get to situations where the dugout and the bullpen empty. You're asking guys who are trained to throw baseballs to throw straight right-hand punches. They can't do it.
Yeah. All right, Barry, you stay well, bud, and enjoy the Phil's games. We appreciate the call. John, I can't move fast past that guy.
That's okay.
He's got more wisdom than all of us.
He sure does.
You know, he's seen a lot, so we want to give that guy a little bit of time. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer.
Karate Kid?
Karate Kid or Teach Your Children.
I think it's Karate Kid.
Karate Kid.
I did too.
Yeah.
Easy winner.
I do think it's Karate Kid. That's a good answer. Ed, you're going to join us at the Phil's game. Congratulations. Everyone have a wonderful rest of the day. Reminder, Joe and you, they're up next from Doc Scoffout, and I'm sure they're going to have some interviews from some of the Eagles players, great Eagles players and teams of the past. So be tuned for that. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.